Blog Talk Radio. Hey everybody, it's Trust Your Journey on Blog Talk Radio, and Sherry and I are super excited about today's show. Today we're going to talk about don't sell yourself short, and we obviously, whenever we come on air, we kind of laugh, don't we, Sherry? Because we're talking about it right up to the last minute, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're on air. But Sherry just laughed at me because I made the comment that I really think the majority of people do sell themselves short. And, you know, today we're kind of talking about it in a lot of aspects, and I always try to set the tone of the show. But, you know, selling yourself short, Sherry's getting ready to do a house transaction and some property transaction, but it is like the short sale of a house. And what you do when you short sell a house is you owe a lot more on it, and it has a lot more value on it than you're selling it for. And a lot of times we don't see our value. We sell ourselves short in life, and sometimes we do that in a holistic way, right? I mean, and when I say holistic, mm-hmm. I mean in all aspects of our life. And then there are times we do it partially. We feel kind of good about work, and then we're feeling bad about our relationships. Or we feel kind of good about working out or about ourselves, but we feel kind of bad about how we're parenting right now. So we have a tendency sometimes just to sell ourselves short in certain aspects of our life. But Sherry, hey, welcome to the show, and we're glad everybody's here today with us.
Yay! Yes, I think we all are guilty of selling ourselves short, and how we judge ourselves so much. I forgot to tell you this the other day, from one of our previous shows where we were saying, like, wake up with gratitude and go to bed with gratitude, you know, and just really, you know, so wake up and have prayer time and you go to bed saying gratitude. I had somebody stop me when I was out and about and said, hey, listen, I listened to your show, you know, a while back, and I have such self-guilt because I forget to say I'm thankful in the morning. And then I feel so guilty, right? Or I forgot to say grateful before I went to bed. And then I had so much, and I was like, wait, you're totally selling yourself short. We all, that does not mean that we are consistent. We try to stay consistent. Right now I'm doing a 30-day juicing every day, right? Because I don't want to sell myself short on health. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to make this a habit and do this. But if for some reason today I forgot to do my juice, you know, I can't beat myself up so bad, Beth, that I'm so miserable for the rest of the week because I made a mistake, because it's always going to happen. I can't sell myself short that I'm not healthy because I missed one thing that I didn't mean to miss.
Well, that's kind of double dipping on it, if you think about it. I mean, you're already kind of selling yourself short a little bit, right? And then you, so you're doing something to correct that. You're eating healthier and trying to juice and all that good stuff. So you're trying to reframe that thought. And then now you go and if you miss a day, or let's say you didn't have a choice, or you had to go to dinner for a family reunion or something like that, You don't beat yourself up, so then you sell yourself short again, you know, by getting on yourself for having to miss that one juice, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Sherry, one of the things we were very saddened about this week, you and I have talked about this a lot, was the passing of Wayne Dyer. And he was, you know, I happen to have one of his books, and I happen to have a lot of his books, to be honest with you. And
yeah.
I pulled out one that always meant a lot to me, The 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace. And he was very much a part of my healing from cancer and just my transformation, and very, very thankful for his life and his teachings. And I was able to go and see him speak a lot. And when I pulled the book out, it kind of gave me the idea for the show today about not selling yourself short. And the very first page, the very first thing was about the conditioning that takes place in our lives and how, you know, all the thoughts that are in our head have rented space there, right? Many, many things that have happened to us. And all these thoughts were influenced, and it says right here in the first page, very first lines, All our thoughts in our heads are influenced by geography, religious beliefs from our ancestors, the color of your skin, the shape of your eyes, the political orientation of your parents, your size, your gender, the schools that were selected for you, the vocation of your great-grandparents, and the list is endless. And you and I both know this is so true because when we life coach people, and we do find them selling themselves short, we normally can tie that back to their childhood and something that has stuck with them, whether it was their parents or their peers or their teachers or whatever, that stuck with them in their childhood. And today, you know, they sit there and go, wow, why am I selling myself short in this area? And a lot of times it's from their past, is it not?
It's so about their past, yeah. I mean, we all have something that we hold on to. And, you know, we were talking earlier about Wayne Dyer, who I adore, you adore. I mean, he's so much goodness that but he had a shift. You know, one of my favorite things, and everybody can watch it for free on YouTube, is called The Shift by Wayne Dyer. And it's about a two-hour, but it's a two-hour pretty powerful, I guess it's like a movie documentary, but it's all about, he was this man that, you know this about him, that he was on the bestsellers list. He was making millions from being a psychiatrist that wrote these books on how to make more money, how to be better, and all of a sudden he had a shift. So when that movie came out, The Secret, he said, they offered him money, of course, you know, and he said, I can't do it. Like, I've had this shift within me of knowing that I've got to get my spiritual life straight. I've got to get my inside straight. So his whole goals on, he said, my whole life, I think those were the words he used. He sold himself short on who he was inside by living outward. So things around him were making him happy. Money, you know, he bought it. He was saying one time he was the kind of guy that had a beer and then he would order another one. And one time he went to a place and they said, oh, we can't serve today. We got in trouble yesterday. When the alcohol commission came by and we served somebody underage, he picked up five kids, his entire family and his wife, and made them go to a different restaurant. And he said, that's where I was at in my mind at that time. And I think that we so much try to, I was telling you this a while ago, we sell ourselves short by trying to fill love outwards with, you know, addictions such as alcohol, drugs, whatever it is, food, by having children. You and I were talking about people that have a million kids, right, because they're wanting to feel something. And also sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Ashley Madison. I don't think anyone that was on there, 37 million people, are bad. You know, people have killed themselves for being on there. We've all made mistakes. It's not about judging them. But the point is, why were they on there? Because they wanted to feel something. They weren't
right
on there because they're bad people. We're all good people, you know. We say, no, so-and-so is bad. But are they bad then, you know? We sell ourselves short, too, when we judge people.
Well, and that's a whole other show is about judging others and being so opinionated about other people's lives when like I said, that's a whole other show. So you're absolutely correct. And you and I both know, I mean, we say this phrase all the time. You come by it honestly, and you are what you know, right? And we know that to be true. And we all have such learned behaviors. And so I don't know, you know, some of the, does that apply to Ashley Madison? Probably, you know, because a lot of people have learned behaviors. I think with that situation, and maybe within others, I think so many things today are quick judge, quick response, quick information. We judge ourselves by, because we're getting this information. I'm in information overload. You know, I don't watch TV or do the news or anything like that. And because we're in such information overload between Facebook and all the social outlets we have and the news on TV and everything, that a lot of people think less of themselves because of all this stuff they hear and see. And when you start to take on the world's problems and issues and all those things, they, you know, it's easy for Facebook to make you feel less than. And then you go to all these things, you know, the Ashley Madisons or whatever, and you try to fill these voids. You try to fill these learned behaviors that you've had for years, or that you've just come by honestly within the last 5 or 10 years that social media has just gone crazy. But yeah, I think there are so many things out there that reinforce you feeling selling yourself short versus, and you and I both know the opposite side of Facebook and Instagram and social media, Sherry, because there are good things out there too, right? I mean, you and I both know that, you know, our Facebook page, we try to uplift and inspire every day because I do want people to know that, Sherry. And I know you do too. I want people
right.
to know that they are so much more capable than what they've learned. And they have so much more within them, and they have so much more to offer this world, and that they are not, they shouldn't be measuring themselves, as you talked about, up against who's got the best house, who's got the best car, the best looks. We know half of the things on that we see out there are photoshopped, and everybody's looking good, right? I mean, I could even
right.
look good
in
the cover of Glamour or something like that. And, and you know, who's got the best job, whatever. And we all get caught in that comparison trap. And I think one
uh-huh.
thing we try to do opposite on social media is try to uplift, inspire, and create thought-provoking things so that hopefully we can give people an opportunity to change their lives.
Right. And, you know, talking about social media, I think we've all witnessed and could have been the person that done it is write ugly messages, right? So I told you a few weeks ago, I got so sad. I mean, there was so much anger about so much going on, whether it be politics, whether it just be, you know, wars, whatever it is, that it gives you an icky feeling inside because it doesn't feel good. Hate never feels good. And so I tell people when they're like, so-and-so was so angry, I can't stand them because they were angry. You need to instead take a second and pray for them. Or literally just lift them up. I know this sounds crazy, but you need to lift them up and say, you're just amazing, you're good, you're good. Because when somebody is angry, it means they are hurting so bad inside, Beth, because they are selling themselves short, that they are this person, this horrible person. Whatever they've done, you know, you and I, when we were in Salt Lake City, we had the pleasure to meet a wonderful person from another country, and he carries these little stones around because he said I was such a horrible man. I did some really bad things. You know, we don't know his story, but he had self despite. He didn't love himself yet. He said, I'm trying. I just go around and I give somebody a little meaning and possibly money, to try to help them and motivate them. And that whole part, I just wanted to grab him and say, love you. You're worth
right.
loving. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the point. And how am I able to do that? How are you able to sit over there and motivate people? It's only because we went through the hard thing of looking inward and working on ourselves, and it is not easy. So if you don't want to sell yourself short, then do some really ugly, ugly self-work. And it's not pretty. That's why it's called the work.
Well, I think society has created a feeling in us that it is weak to show your hurts and your shortcomings and all those things, right? So when we've created that, and it's been passed down through the generations that you should stay strong and you should show your best side and all this good stuff. And we talk about this a lot, Sherry, right? Because you and I were talking about, you know, alcoholic fathers and all this stuff, bad home. You know, I didn't have a horrible home. I mean, my mom was incredibly loving of us kids and all. And our father was
right.
too. He's an alcoholic. So we always talk about at home, it was a horrible place. But boy, when we went out, you know, when we went out in public and people go, how are you doing? Oh, we're good. We're fine. You know, and I think that's been passed down through the generations that we're good and we're fine. And you know what? We're not all we're not all good and fine. And we all
right.
have our something. We discuss this a lot, that everybody's got their something. And sometimes you sell yourself short because you need to own your stuff, like you're talking about. And it's not easy to go inward and own your stuff, but it's also healthy and good. And you need to know that everybody's not fine and good. And we all know that. We know that from life coaching.
Right. And when people ask me this question, because, you know, you get it a lot, I get it a lot, it's like, hey, listen, how can I get to a part, like, where I'm deeper, and how can I really get rid of this ick inside and da-da-da? And I said, I can save you a whole lot of money. I've gone around the world to find myself, and everywhere I went, there I was. So this is what I can tell you, is you have to look inward. This entire journey that we think is outward, the outward is flesh, okay? Yeah, mm-hmm. Does that mean you shouldn't go buy yourself a new car? If you need a new car, yes. If it makes you happy, yes. What I would ask you is, are you giving somebody something is going to make you feel better than getting that new car? Even that's a temporary satisfaction. Doesn't mean don't do it. I say go do whatever you want to do, but make sure that you give. The more you give, and that means give of yourself. That means don't send a fear back. You know, don't sell yourself short that anyone is ever above you, ever, ever, ever. And if you've been harmed in your past, you know how I get in those fearful states, Beth.
Yep.
If you know, fear is something I had to overcome. So this is what I know, is if you don't face it and you don't overcome the obstacle, which you help me do, and I help you overcome things in your life, if you don't have that person, find that person that helps you get over those obstacles, because now I don't live in fear, you know. And with removing fear from your life, you also remove self-doubt and stuff. Does that mean that we stay positive all the time? Absolutely, it does not. Beth, you know, we're talking about Wayne Dyer, and I got to tell you one of the favorite quotes that I have from him is this: be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always your choice.
Yeah, that's a great, great quote. And, you know, it's one of those things, Sherry, you know, you talk about how long it takes or whatever, and this is a, you know, in order to change how you feel about yourself and so that you're not selling yourself short, it's so, so important that you are able to, you know, work on this daily, right? I mean, it's a daily thing. It's not something that's just going to happen overnight, because if these thoughts and these feelings have been ingrained in you for a while, then it's going to take time for you to overcome how you feel about yourself. And so flipping these thoughts and changing that self-talk, which everybody knows is my favorite thing to talk about, what we tell ourselves, that takes time and that takes practice. It's just like me saying, if you've never run in your life and I sat here and said, let's go run 6 miles a day, you would freak out. You'd be going, there's no way. But if I told you that, hey, Sherry, you know, let you and I, and we have been doing the running thing, but let you and I just, let's go walk. Let's go walk for a quarter mile or something like that. Oh, yeah, I can do that. So it's one thing at a time. And before long,
baby
I would have
steps.
You up to running. Yeah, baby steps. I would have you running six miles a day, you know. But that's not overnight. And that's the way self-talk is. And that's the way we sell ourselves short. And if you keep doing that every day, and if you wake up doing it and you go to bed doing it, then it is a part of your everyday. But you have to change that through a lot of different ways. And I think the ability just to flip your thinking and to work on your self-talk is so, so key to selling yourself short.
So I'll tell you this, and I don't think I've ever told you this, Beth, so this will be something new. You do know that somebody really close to me one time said, it makes me feel good when I knock you down. They were in therapy and were honest and said that they were told to be honest. And I appreciate that now. I didn't so much at the time.
It doesn't
feel good when you hear somebody, your whole life has felt good. It made them feel better to knock you down. And then I thought about it and I thought, haven't we all done that? Haven't we all made somebody else feel less than us because we feel less than ourselves? But I'll tell you what I did. This is just me. So, of course, you talk about selling yourself short. We all have low self-esteem from time to time, especially when people say that you love that they hurt you. Then you feel really bad about yourself. Like, what have I done wrong that somebody would hate me? You know, I mean, it's what have I done wrong? So I did two things, and you're going to think, Sherry, that's so you. Okay, on my mirror in my bathroom, really big, I put, you can do this. You can do it. Because I remember those words going, you know, just do it, the Nike theme, right?
Yeah,
But I couldn't get up without crying. And so I thought, okay, so I said, Kevin, I need you to video me. And I wrote down a list of happy things about me. Because he's the one that told me that. My husband said, Sherry, think of all the great things. And I couldn't think of them. So I made him video me, and I watched it back.
Good.
I don't know if he still has that video of good things. And my mom had just died. I was going through a horrible time, and I couldn't get up. And so I did things that helped me do that. I'm a big believer, Beth. You know, don't sell yourself short. When you're at work and you feel inadequate, then you need to put you're amazing or you're creative or you are successful on the bottom of your chair. Flip your chair over and with a black pen, I don't care if it's black on black, it doesn't matter. You don't need to see it. You just need to know it's there. You need to put a motivational word on there. I'm a big believer in that.
All right, so here's my challenge to you. So our listeners don't know this, Sherry. You know, we wear a lot of different hats between Ruth, Sherry, and I, and we all switched hats recently a little bit. And Sherry now does all our products that we sell out there to retailers and on our website. And Sherry is extremely creative. Her mind is going 100 miles an hour, and she doesn't sleep a lot. And she has a habit that she probably isn't aware of that I catch in our weekly calls. And she will always say, I don't know apparel. I don't know apparel. So by doing that, Sherry, as I life coach you now, I want to flip that. I want you to flip that. I want you, because you sell yourself short in that. And one little, and it's something I noticed because I've become so conscious of what people say, and I'd love to help people flip their thinking.
Right.
But you do that ongoing, and I want from now on when we have weekly calls or whenever, I'm starting to understand apparel, I know apparel, whatever, because you do sell yourself short there. And I give this great example because Sherry's never heard me talk about that. I give this great example because we all do that, all sell ourselves short. I don't care if it's being a parent. I don't care if it's if you're a coach or a teacher or if you're volunteering at church. Exactly.
Right.
We sell ourselves short, and we have so much to offer others. And I just tell everybody, get in the game, get in the game, get in the game, because I've become an observer of others, and I hear that. I'm so conscious of it now. I hear it when you say it. And you think it just blow by
it's
me,
true.
But it does. So that'd be my challenge to you. And I'm sure there's probably something you're going to challenge me on, which is okay. But that's my challenge to everybody. Take those things that you know you're saying constantly, and reframe them. And let's make this. Let's not sell ourselves short. I find this
right.
Wayne said this a lot too. I don't know if you remember in the shift, but he talks about this is a very common trait with women. Women sell themselves short. We're such caregivers. We want to take care of. We want to, you know, you can lift people up, Sherry. You can lift people up and not sell yourself short. Just because you're lifting people up or you're commenting or complimenting or doing whatever doesn't mean, if I say, Sherry, you're beautiful because, you know, you are, you have blonde hair and you're, you know, you're very beautiful. And I'm not so, but, you know, but I'm okay, so I'm not. But what I'm saying is that I can say that about you, but still feel good about me, and that's something people need to know. You don't downplay yourself to lift somebody else up. A high tide raises all boats. We want to raise all the boats. We don't want to sink any of them. So people need to know that.
And I guess everyone just heard Beth knock herself down. So what everybody needs to know is that Beth is equally beautiful inside and out, and Beth is going to start working on Twitter more because my husband's like, you know, that's the only thing he does, and he's like, I sure wish Beth would do more tweets. So I was like, I'll get on her for that. So, but you're right. You know, you are exactly right. It is so scary when you're doing something new, and you guys, you just see us on social media, but Ruth and Beth's background are very strong and different from mine, and gifts. Theirs is apparel, and so I feel so unworthy to be in a position where I'm touching fabrics and trying to learn the difference or how things coordinate, it freaks me out. And I'm such an OCD with a little type A that I don't have to worry about anybody else bashing me because I bash myself. So when we're having this don't sell yourself short, it really is for ourselves and what we don't do that we're trying to do. So, yes, Beth, I hear you, and I know I'm getting better at sourcing, even though I'm still learning, still on that learning curve. I hear you loud and clear, and it is something. I can tell you this right now. I know what club is now, and I know what some words are that I didn't know before. So I have gotten over the hump, and I have learned a lot of stuff from you, Ruth. So, yes, I am learning.
I think sometimes I think there's just an awareness of it, and I think I think we know more than we think we know. I don't know who puts these things, tells these things, sets these things in our heads, but we do know a lot more. And I'll tell you what, if you don't know a lot, all you got to do is get your computer out, your phone out, and Google it, because there's a YouTube out there for about everything. But you know, we do know, and I think that's a neat part of it. So anyway, hey, Sherry, anything you want to do to wrap it up? I know we're coming up on the end of our time, and we appreciate everybody coming in to listen today.
I would just say this, for every single person out there that is sitting there feeling lonely and says, gosh, I just really want someone to love me because I will feel complete, I want to tell you, every single person, you're complete exactly the way you are. If you don't feel complete, do yourself work. Find out how it is. You can email Beth at trustyourjourney.com. She'll tell you ideas, or she'll ask me, and I'll tell her. So we want to help you grow to be the best person you are. And people say all the time, how can we pay you back? You know what? By teaching somebody else the stuff that you learn from our show. Thank you, Beth, so much for all that you put into social media. I'm lifting people every day. I don't go anywhere without hearing it. And so all of that stuff is stuff that you can do too. It doesn't cost money. Just like the guy who picked up stones, Beth, and he handed it to someone and said, listen, every time you see the stone, remember how grateful I am for meeting you, and you remember something grateful that you are for today, and then you pass stones to somebody else.
Well, and you know, all the things we talk about, Sherry, every week, we always talk about mind, body, spirit. You know, if you're not feeling great about yourself, or you have some doubts, or you're carrying some loads, and everybody's in a different place. We know some of you have some heavy things on your shoulders right now, and we know that, and lift you up always. But it is about mind, body, spirit, and taking care of yourself, and the ripple effect of not taking care of yourself and learning to not sell yourself short, you know, is profound. I mean, so just always keep that in mind. And we always like to end the show. You guys, you can always email us, beth@trustyourjourney.com, like Sherry said, or Sherry, Sherry, @trustyourjourney.com. Ask us questions. We don't mind sending you some little snippets or things that we think could help you on the road, because we all come up against a few roadblocks here or there. And the best thing about this is that we always want you to know you're one of a kind. You're on a very, very unique journey. There are no copies. No copies out there. It's yours and yours alone from birth to death. It's powerful, and God created you just for this time and for this journey. So never, ever forget that. And no one else can have it or claim it. It's really cool, and we love that about the journey. So anyway, we want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thanks so much for following us on Facebook and Instagram. We hope we can inspire you daily through all of that, even though we can only get to talk to you once a week. But never, ever, ever forget, wherever life takes you, trust your journey.